This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I had this stuck in my head today. I guess Darius heard me humming it, so he played it. But I was wrestling in the basement with Reagan and Truman today.
Yeah, grappling with the kids, yeah.
You know, we throw a little, like, fake mattress down, and we get to wrestling, and we did a Royal Rumble. So my son likes to be Seth Rollins or Cody Rhodes. But then today, we actually did wrestling intros. So I had them, like, hide behind the wall, and then I would play off Spotify on Alexa the intro song. So we would play, like, this is fire. Oh, and he would come out as Seth Rollins.
Who's this for? Seth Rollins?
Yeah. So my daughter is Charlotte Flair, and she really likes that Charlotte Flair does like the heart thing that Taylor Swift does. Now she's seen this once for like a split second on, you know, some Royal Rumble or something that I was watching. But anyway, well, what's funny is, so I was doing this, and my mother-in-law, who's at home helping with the baby and my wife.
Yeah.
So she like kind of comes around the corner as we're doing this, and I just told the kids to sit down. Daddy has a good one for you. And I played the game.
Although you're going to say you did the Street Profits. And
no,
then, no.
I would love that. But I had taken a big swig of water. And so what the game always did was he would spit all of his water into the air like mist. So I did that. But right as my wife's mom, my mother-in-law's like coming into the room, I'm just spitting a bunch of water like a big hose all over the place. And my kids are like, what are you doing, Dad? Whoa! And it was just very, she's like, why did you just do that?
Yeah, this is like, how you play with my grandchildren?
Messy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, we're doing wrestling intros. I'm the game. And she just kind of looked at me like, I hate the decisions that my daughter makes.
She's like, she willingly entered into this.
But yeah, man, I had to spit the water in the air. And she's like, you realize, like she said, like monkey see, monkey do, man. They're going to be spitting water in the air now. And I was like, don't make me look bad here. You guys can never do what I just did. You have to be an adult to do the spit the water thing.
What daddy says, not what he does, okay, pal?
Exactly. And we are brought to you today and every day exclusively by the law firm Kondori & Murad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Got a shout out to my guy, Kia, who sent me a tweet welcoming me back to the air today, which I appreciate.
Nice.
Those are our guys.
I love those dudes. Quick bone to pick. I don't know with whom, but just in general. So you know how it just playing golf, it's a fun recreational activity. It's not a sport. But like golf people and golf coverage, you know, I've railed against it. Everyone's probably tired of it, whatever. It's like, you get it. You don't watch pro golf and that's fine. So like all golf talk stinks. However, I don't know when this happened. Did you know, and I'm not blaming Tobes, but did you notice in the update and throughout, it's like the Open. What do you mean the Open? When did it turn into the Open? It used to be the British or the British Open. Now it's just the Open?
Why is it the Open and the U.S. Open isn't the Open?
There it is.
What is the U.S. Open?
The U.S. Open. This is the British Open. You could just call it that. But everybody, golf people, can't let others catch up to their thing. They can't be welcoming. They can't let the regular unwashed masses, the peons and their regular old thing, try to feel included in their deal.
So, Toby, if there's a U.S. Open and a British Open, as our resident golf guy on the show, why is the Open the British Open and it can't also be the U.S. Open?
Because they're, so just reading quick from Wikipedia, the RNA who runs this, which is like the USGA, right, runs the US Open. The RNA is the Royal and Ancient Golf Community or whatever, runs it. And they were trying to get rid of British Open to include all countries. So it's the Open Championship. I don't quite understand how Britain works.
Ooh. Yeah. You know what? Let's all play a fun game. Where does it take place every single year? They've done it 153 times. Where is it?
No, but I think what they're trying to do, based on Toby's quick research, and tell me if you think I'm wrong, Toby, is it was called the British Open, but in their minds, it's not because it was played in Britain. They call it the British, because they like it's occasionally, I think, like in Ireland or
Scotland. Yeah, it's in Northern Ireland. Yeah, I don't know how Great Britain works.
Yeah, but it's all United Kingdom. It's all Great Britain.
But that's fair. But I think they want it to be, like, it's the British Open, based on locale, maybe. But it's a global event. They want it to be the Open for Europe, essentially.
I would say that probably half of people still refer to it as the British Open. So you're not wrong in calling it that, but its technical name is the Open Championship.
Okay, but does Danny have a point where you call it the Open, and basically you're doing it so that the people listening know I'm a golf guy.
Toby's up with the lingo.
Like, no, actually, it's a sponsored element, and I call it what it's called on our sponsored elements.
What do you mean?
But I refer to it as the Open Championship. I call it the Open Championship, but I'm not trying to be hip. Like, that's what it's called.
Right, but when you text a buddy about the tournament, would you say British Open or would you say Open Championship?
Open Championship.
See, like, I'll never say Tostitos Fiesta Bowl.
But I'll never just
call it... As long as I live. Tostitos is getting dropped.
I'll never just call it the Open. I'll call it the Open Championship.
Ooh, that's tough.
Again, where does the U.S. Open take place? The United States of America. Come on. We can do it, guys. This one, every time. I care about this way more than everyone else. Sometimes they have it in England. Sometimes it's in Wales. Sometimes it's in Scotland. Sometimes it's in Ireland. Guess where all of those things are? The United Kingdom, a.k.a. Great Britain, a.k.a. let's just call it the British Open. It's the British Open.
But they're saying it's not about where we hold it. It's about us including everybody.
Right. What Danny's saying is that's stupid.
Okay.
You shut your dumb mouths up and say the British Open again. See what I'm saying? Because that's where it takes place. The U.S. Open.
Why does stuff like this bother you?
When
you don't care about golf.
Right.
You're not going to watch any of it. You've already muted every single word relevant to it on Twitter.
I really have. I've done a great job of that.
Why do you care about this even a little bit?
Because it enters my sphere. I love Toby so much.
Doesn't sound like it.
I do. I'm a big Toby guy. Now, Tokyo, on the other hand, you got to watch out for that guy.
No, you can't love Toki.
I mean,
Toki will stab you in the back quicker than you could say 1, 2, 3.
And then as you turn around, he'll stab you in the front, too. Here's the point.
And don't even get me started on Woki.
It enters my life. And it's why I used to not care. If I don't care about the sport, whatever. I'm not bothered by, like, tennis, because nobody's talking about tennis. But when my favorite radio show, The Junkies, have someone on, I'm like, what about this guy? Is this guy going to win? Is this guy playing well? What about that guy? What about this guy? And it's my least favorite thing ever. Now it affects me. I'm affected. I can't help but hear Toby doing his updates while he's also working on the show. I don't know how he does that. The Open Championship, whatever. Now right. It's here. I'm here. I'm hearing it. It's the British Open.
Okay.
And I get bothered. Whenever,
I kind of like it, actually. Here's my argument.
Okay, fun.
My argument is when you are an outsider for a sport, like soccer for the World Cup or one of these things I'm a passerby in, the Masters or whatever, I kind of enjoy in some of those sports events, games, whatever, that there's this like antiquated, almost like the kind of what you said, stuffy, like, we're not changing our ways feel to some of them. And this is like that era of entitlement or that sense of superiority a little bit where it's like, it's the Open.
It's the Open.
And I actually kind of appreciate that you're not dumbing it down for people.
So let me retort here. There's a difference between that and ensuring that no new people are welcome. There's an attempt to divide and make sure that either you're in the know with soccer, for example. It's not a game. It's a fixture. It's not a uniform. It's a kit. And you don't say that.
Isn't it just, though, that it's a European, like, they say words and things differently.
Well, yes,
so that's,
but
it's not that they're trying to exclude you. I think they're just calling things what they call them.
It's a way to lord over you and make you seem like a big dumb rube that doesn't know the right way to call it. call it a field one time. It's a pitch. No, it's not, guy that lives just outside of Richmond.
Understood.
You know what I mean?
But that's what it's called in the sport. They didn't come up with that. Like, you know, the Arsenal guy who calls it a pitch is just, that's what they call a field there.
Sure, they do. But the hipster at the local Clarendon watering hole that will yell at you with his short shorts and weird mustache because you don't say the right thing, that's what that is. It's the I'm part of the in club.
But why change the term?
My point is, stop condescending and lording over people. That's what this is to me. It's like if I was mildly curious about this dumb golf thing for 4 seconds, and then I walk in and be like, hey, I'm here, I'm a little interested. They go, no, it's not actually interest, it's curiosity, and it's the Open Championship, it's not actually the British.
Football is ours. We use our own terms.
Yeah.
So for you, it's accessible. Basketball, same way. Baseball, same way. The sports that are not ours, or in this case, like golf, this is an international tournament where they use their own lexicon. Mm-hmm. Soccer is that way. So to me, it's you're acting like it's this vernacular that you're not invited to by people that created it in Fairfax. And the people in Fairfax are just using the terminology that's used where the thing's important.
One is trying to like make the game global, and we're going all over the place to our detriment here in the States, talking about football. You know what I mean? Like they're so desperate for everyone to understand and be part of it and play fantasy or whatever.
Right, but in London, they don't call it, they're not saying that the Jaguars are on the pitch. They go, the Jaguars have taken the field.
Maybe they do, maybe they don't. I don't know what they say. My point is, whenever there's this like extra layer of fence that I've got to climb over, I find it so irritating. I talked about this again one of the days when you were out. It's happened to me with the WNBA. Like there was a mild curiosity for a microsecond where I'm going, hey, this is interesting. Some people are paying attention, and then I got screamed at. How dare you pay attention for that reason? You need to be more appreciative of, I don't need to do anything, I'm out. I'm never coming again.
I have made the mistake a couple of times of like being interested in something going on with the WNBA and having a thought, and it was not the thought I was supposed to have. So I was very quickly told to go away, and I was very happy to do that.
To Danny's credit, the RNA can be a little bit stuffy at times. Which
it's golf. You mean the it's golf thing?
Yeah. So the reason
you can't have cell phones, you know?
Yeah, so it can be a little bit stuffy, and this has always been the title, the Open Championship, but then a bunch of people for years started calling it the British Open, and then from my quick research, around 2016, 2017, the RNA basically told everyone on the broadcast, stop calling it the British Open, don't do it ever again. Ugh. It's the Open Championship. See, so but that kind of goes to his point there a little bit.
Yes, his point's not wrong. My point is I kind of like it. I like the idea of like golf is that sport where it's kind of cool that you can't have a cell phone. They don't want you taking pictures of stuff. Like, I think you got to wear a certain thing to go to the event. Like, I like that. I don't think everything needs to be dumbed down all the time. Like, it's okay to have some standards. And in their case, it's like air of weirdness, of superiority or whatever. Like, it just doesn't bother me. All right, let's get to the Grant and Danny poll of the day, presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Local, long distance, residential or commercial. 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience. Our poll of the day today on The Fan. Go look at the results. Which Commander's storyline do you care the most about right now? The Terry McLaurin contract, RFK Stadium's future, or the Von Miller signing? You know, it's funny. Any other July week, I would say, in any other year, bringing in a guy like Von Miller would be the runaway winner of a poll like this.
Oh, yeah.
Runaway, like 90%. It got 6% of the vote. 72% of people locked in on Terry McLaurin, and 22% are saying, what happens with the stadium? Just 6% prioritizing the actual football news of a player being added by Washington at a position of need, Von Miller, a former All-Pro and Super Bowl MVP.
That's nuts. I mean, to me, it's still RFK Stadium. Because with all due respect to Von Miller, Hall of Famer, Terry McLaurin, potential Ring of Honor player, and who knows if he keeps it up for even a contract after this, where his numbers could end up overall. This is the next 100 years. You know what I mean? Like, this is, if my kids ever go to a game, this is where they'll go. I care about this thing the most, right? Beyond a single season, beyond a month, beyond a week, beyond a division, beyond a playoff run or not. Like, the future of the franchise, we are at a Crossroads. Shout out Bone Thugs and Harmony right now this second. So I care about that the most.
I got a tweet here from...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Harden, who says, people who call hockey jerseys sweaters are having this conversation complaining about stilted language. Now, I do call hockey jerseys sweaters. I happen to not care about jargon in sports. Sport by sport, I think it's fine. That's a good point, Danny. You call a hockey sweater, a hockey jersey a sweater.
I don't think I do.
Oh, all the time.
If I don't know, I'm just talking.
Yeah.
I would never scold somebody. Oh, it's actually a sweater.
So you think they scold you?
Yes. It is an air of, there's never any condescension behind mine. I'll tell you that. There is with golf people looking down on non-golf people. There is with soccer looking down on non-soccer people. That's my point. Please be welcoming to fans or have me hate you.
Let's go to Christian in Alexandria. Hello, Christian. How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Actually, my point was going to be kind of what you guys said a minute ago. I don't think it's necessarily a British thing of looking down at us. It's more of a golf thing, right?
Definitely.
It's been my beef with golf for 100 years, or I've not been alive that long, but for as long as I've been alive, right? You can play baseball for free anywhere in the country. Basketball, same thing. Football, same thing. Soccer, great. Tennis, awesome. Golf is the only sport where you have to bring money and then sign up in advance for an opportunity to play at a specific time, and if you don't show up, you get scolded, and you got to pay more money, and then you got to wear certain clothes. It is the most pretentious
100%
sport out there, and I think that's where that comes from. So I'm with you, Danny. It annoys me to no end, but I got to stick up for my British friends. And maybe that's not what you're saying, but I don't think it's a British thing. It's more of a golf.
No, I think we're both saying it's a golf thing. I think it's a really good point. There is no sport that has more of an air of supremacy or advantage or whatever than golf.
No question.
I mean, it's 1,000%. By the way, I don't love that part of it. When I say I enjoy, like, the coverage of it and the fact that they use certain words that aren't used in other sports and just the general, like, we're going to whisper during the call and kind of some of that romanticism to the game and the fact that it's not all dumbed down in terms of the lexicon and all that, I like that just fine. We could have another conversation about how expensive it is to play a damn round of golf.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. I mean, and there's no doubt about that. But, there's this, like, eminence to it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
It's like, it's not welcoming. I mean, that I guess, is your thesis.
That's a big part of
true.
It. But, like, when everyone can, I don't know. I know I'm saying the same thing over and over again. But I don't know for how long they stopped saying, I guess Toby's got some of the details on it. But
2016,
like,
he said.
The British Open Like, it made very good sense to me because that's where it took place. At different golf courses in Great Britain, all over, you know, sometimes in England, sometimes Ireland, sometimes Scotland, Wales, all over. Yep, I get it. That's where it is. The U.S. Open takes place in the United States. They move the location within the United States. The Masters is different. It takes place at Augusta. That's its own sort of entity. But the U.S. Open, there are different golf courses in the United States, and it's the United States Open. This one takes place in Great Britain. You call it the British Open. That made great sense. But no, it is the Open Championship, actually. Please refer to it as such.
We did not get a Terry McLaurin deal today. We did get two huge contracts in sports, though. We'll start in the NBA. Sources saying, according to ESPN, that Damian Lillard has reached a deal to return to the Trailblazers.
Wow.
He's going back to Portland, 3 years, $42 million. Remember, he got bought out. All of the money is going to be given to him by the Bucks to not ever play there. He goes back to the Blazers, 3-42. It's Dame time in Portland again. Probably not his Dame time as much, though.
No.
Because he fell off pretty substantially.
Also coming back from the Achilles injury, yeah. Too, so he's not going to be playing very much. That is, man, what a time.
He's not going to be playing early this season, for sure. And then in the NFL, T.J. Watt and the Steelers, this was the McLaurin-esque fight that they were having. Mm-hmm. Remember, he's the face of their franchise. He's a better player as a DPOY candidate year in and year out. One of the best edge rushers in league history. But T.J. Watt agrees to a 3-year deal, $123 million. This is $41 million per year for him. That is the highest AAV, the biggest contract per year money ever given out to a non-quarterback in the history of the league, surpassing Myles Garrett of the Cleveland Browns, as well as Ja'Marr Chase of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, right there in order. So after the huge list of quarterbacks, get down to Pat Mahomes, Matthew Stafford, then it's T.J. Watt, 41, Ja'Marr Chase, 40.25, and Myles Garrett, 40 even. Those are your three non-quarterbacks at the top. Crack the 40 barrier.
T.J. Watt, 30. For whatever reason, players at his position have aged better than players at Terry McLaurin's. I only bring that up to say that, you know, one of the things being held against McLaurin is he's about to be 30. So it is interesting that a 30-year-old edge just got paid this. But three times he's led the league in sacks, 15 sacks in the COVID year, 22 and a half, almost broke the all-time record in 2021, and then 19 sacks in 2023. But he's been a mainstay, really, from 2018 on as a double-digit sack, right around averaged close to 14 sacks per year in his career over the last seven seasons.
Yeah, the forced fumble totals are ridiculous. He had an 8 forced fumble season a couple years ago. All you have to do is watch. There are games, it seems always to be in prime time or a divisional game or something, where, all right, this is the T.J. Watt game. The offense doesn't get to go. Like, the offense would like to run plays. They can't now because that guy is in his bag, as the kids say, or he's feeling it. He's hot, whatever. He can take over football games and does pretty frequently.
Look at Danny going in his bag.
In his bag, which means he's using all the different tricks.
I did not have that in the office pool.
I was trying to run. I was struggling with phraseology there. I was like, you know what? Yeah. Let me just go for it. It didn't feel good, to be honest with you.
Let me just go for it.
Let me try it.
I like the you threw on, as the kids say.
As the kids say. Just to let everyone know, I don't say that.
Just to couch it.
But I did.
You said it, but you want everyone to know you didn't really want to.
Okay, a lot of times he'll be in his bag. Yeah, it's gross. It's terrible.
Did he get the bag?
He just did. As a matter of fact, he gets the bag. He's in his bag, and that's how you're in the bag, kids.
Oh, an array of bleh. What was the negotiation with Skibbity? Tell us more, Danny.
Oh, there's Skibbity Toilet, Ohio, am I right?
For Danny,
he
I'm
was
Grant,
selling.
Saying so long. Big thanks to Darris and Wes and Tobes behind the scenes. There's rumor that Ryan's going to be back tomorrow.
We think.
Nobody really knows, but that is what we're hearing. There's some scuttlebutt. Linnell has overtime coming your way next. If you missed any part of the show, a lot of Terry McLaurin discussion, Von Miller to the Commanders, the latest on the stadium with federal government getting involved today. It's all available for you to podcast at thefandc.com. We will talk to you again at 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Thank you for coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.